Item 128, request of Michael Withy to address council regarding update on micro communities, accessory dwelling units, and tiny houses.
Good morning.
Good morning. I am also having some issues with my presentation, so I think I'll just go ahead and
give it
switch to this slide.
Can we?
So this 3 minutes is an answer to your request that I come 6 months ago and talk about micro communities.
Mm-hmm.
Since last June, we've taken your advice, Commissioner Fritz, and went ahead and continued to speak with the different neighborhood associations, different organizations from the Human Rights Commission and Architects Without Borders, et cetera, et cetera. We also have quite a nice team of volunteers. Unfortunately, this is just it's not working. So what we're going to do is just close it off, and I'll just speak. So what we've done is we planned a micro community at 151st and Stark. There is approximately 38 units, a total of 46 beds altogether. They're everything from just single rooms in a community house that will rent for $150 a month to studios, which there's 24 studios on this 0.6 acres. Those will rent for $200 a month. Everything has their own bathroom and kitchen, by the way. There's 10 two-bedroom homes.
Hmm.
There's 2 3-bedroom homes. All of these will be for low-income individuals. So how it will work is financially, $150 for the studio, $150 for the room, $2 for the studio, $3 for the two-bedroom, $4 for the three-bedroom. How we will work it in our model is that half that money, which is almost $10,000 per month that we'll bring in at that low rate, half of that money will go to take care of that micro community as far as pay for the full-time manager and the sewer and the water and the electricity. But the other half will go to finance the next micro community. So there's about, it equals out to $4,900 that will go back into the community and about $4,600 that will stay in the bank for the next micro community. How we can adapt that to a micro community for the homeless in Portland would be to go ahead and build that exact community, except that half that money, approximately half that money, would not go to refinance the next micro community, but would pay the rent for the other half of the people that are going to stay there transitionally. So what we would have is a 50% of the folks paying the rent, the other 50% receiving a free place to stay for a determined amount of time, whatever the caseworkers would think is appropriate to get them on their feet. This program, I believe, should not focus on the chronically homeless. It should focus on the folks that are just on the verge of becoming homeless, that just need a little bit of help. They don't need 6 months of free rent. They just need a place to stay for a month or two while they move on to wherever they're going to move on to. So this is not really a program for chronically homeless, but it certainly could be a project for chronically homeless, because initially that one program at 151st and Stark, we could build that for less than $1 million. And we could do it because we're a nonprofit and we have a lot of volunteers and a lot of organizations that would help us build it. So we could build that for less than $1 million, and we could house 60 people permanently. So that's what we would have to offer to you. I could send you each of the presentation via Gmail. Well, that's at 151st and Stark, that was a great deal. Unfortunately, it's a privately owned
private property.
Piece of property.
And have you put an offer in to buy it?
As soon as we finished our architect, finished his job, or other teams finished their jobs, we took it and presented it to the Human Rights Commission homeless event. And within 3 days, it was sold. So we're trying not to tell people where we're planning our projects because they have a tendency to sell quickly.
Hmm.
That piece of property was for sale for 4.5 years until we put it out in public that we wanted to buy it. We do not. We do not have the financing lined up, but we do have a great finance team that are writing grants, that are in the process of doing all that fundraising. But the reason I'm here today is to tell you that we know of a piece of property in Northwest Portland that we could certainly put a micro community on, and it is owned by the city. and we would like to talk to you privately about that as
okay,
well.
Good.
So we could, if you guys wanted to give us, say, in 3 weeks or a month from now, to come back and give you a presentation with all of us for a site-specific micro-community, specifically for the homeless issue, we could do that. We could put a presentation
Michael,
together.
Michael, are you part of a process, either with the mayor or the housing commissioner, on micro-housing? I mean, do you have a forum to discuss this, other than coming to us?
Not really, no. There it really is no forum to come and talk about a new sort of micro-community. Micro-communities are new to begin with, let alone homeless micro-communities, low-income micro-communities. That seems to complicate things quite a bit. So we think we could partner with the city on a homeless micro-community and set a precedence that other cities could easily replicate. In fact, we have a lot of other cities that are calling us and trying to find out about this. It's still in its preliminary stages, so we can't set an example, but we should set an example, and we would love to work with the mayor's office, your offices, in the meantime, in the next few weeks, to go ahead and set up a presentation that we can come and give you in just a few weeks and see if we can decide to go ahead and partner up, at least on the land, and our nonprofit to go ahead and set up one of these low-income micro-communities.
Yeah, we'll do follow up with our offices about that particular site as well.
Yes.
Good.
Right. So to get on the agenda for in about a month from now to present for a half-hour presentation on that specific
I'm not sure
site.
If you want to necessarily get on the council agenda so much as some of the advisory committees that work on these issues, but I would say get the particulars about that site and your plans for that site to us, to our offices. Just
right.
get them to the relevant staff people in each offices and let us evaluate that particular proposal. I don't think we should discuss it now in the room for the reasons that you just cited, but
right.
Bring us that particular idea on that particular site and let folks evaluate that.
Sure.
Then the formalities can start after that. But I think it would be good for each of our offices to see what you specifically have in mind, what the costs are, what
right,
the city would need to contribute, if the city's contributing land,
I'll continue to work with Josh Halpern.
Yeah, work
that.
With Josh in my office, please.
If I could answer your question, Mr. Fish, there's going to be a meeting at 3 o'clock this afternoon at the county building. Deborah Kafori, I believe, is chairing that. It's on the homeless issue. We've been to meeting after meeting, committee after committee after committee. Everybody has their own agenda. When you go and you sit down and you join a committee or a team, you're really not going to get where you need to go.
Michael, just my sense is that you should go to that meeting, and if the county intends to issue an RFP, which is how money is distributed, and you have an idea, I would urge you to respond to the RFP so that you can be considered for funding, because my understanding is that's how the county intends to put this out.
We do, and we will be at the meeting. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. I just sent Josh a note. Thank you very much. Okay.